This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Mark your calendars, gang, because today is the day the Federal Reserve said, yeah, we are pretty much done raising interest rates for a while. The interest rate setting Federal Open Market Committee wrapped up a two-day meeting today, left rates where they are, of course, and more to the point, said in its policy statement after the meeting that it will be patient as it thinks about what to do next. I've talked before, I think, about how each and every word in a Fed statement has meaning. That patient right there, that is like slamming on the brakes. Might even lower interest rates, depending on how things go. Among the things that Chair Powell and the gang at the FOMC are concerned about is the U.S.-China trade relationship, which gets us up Constitution Avenue just a little bit and around the corner to the White House and the Treasury Department, where Chinese and American negotiators are meeting. Finding common ground isn't going to be easy. I mean, the Trump administration could lower tariffs in exchange for China taking more of our fossil fuels and our soybeans, but there is some real downside risk because the White House wants China to undo part of the structure of its economy, rules that favor Chinese companies at home. And if negotiations do happen to come unstuck, well, then what happens? From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong has that one.
Many expect a U.S.-China deal, but let's count the ways the talks could fall apart. China could keep too many doors closed to American companies. The U.S. could ask for too many concessions, or implementation could collapse. If there's no deal, U.S. tariffs are scheduled to double in March on $200 billion of Chinese imports, notably tech goods like the innards of phones, says economist Mary Lovely at Syracuse.
It falls heavily on computers and electronic products. So I think of it as a very anti-tech type of move.
Companies like Apple would raise prices, she says, or make less profit, or both, all of which hurts. Now, it may not bring recession, but Lovely worries about market confidence.
The effect that it will have on investment and what that could mean for stock prices as people think about future earnings of these companies.
Most economists think China gets hurt more in a nasty trade war, as the country depends more on trade. And over the long term, Adam Slater at Oxford Economics thinks tariffs could force manufacturers in China to move.
Producers who are currently based in China might start to seriously consider relocating, probably in Asia more than into the United States itself.
Already, some production has left China for Vietnam. But this what if is not just about business. Economist Derek Scissors at the American Enterprise Institute thinks a prolonged trade spat could sour the whole relationship.
In a sustained trade conflict where we're holding 25% tariffs and we're hurting the Chinese on their balance of payments, of course they're going to become less cooperative on other issues. I know the Chinese will try to make things more difficult for us on North Korea.
A potentially high cost should the trade negotiators walk away. In Washington, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.